Okay, welcome. Welcome. All right. I listened to that album all the way back from San Francisco. No, I didn't. I listened to it for about, I don't know, till I got to San Jose. All right, man. So, welcome to our, we're back here Sunday night. We missed last Sunday night because of a miscalculation, a programming miscalculation on my part. But anyway, we made up for it Monday night, and now here we are. Again, many thanks to everybody who showed up for the show on Friday night in San Francisco. That was a lot of fun. Met a lot of you guys. Met a lot of BSPs there. I ran into a guy. Wish I could remember this chap's name now. I can't remember him. I mean, I remember him. I would know him to see him, but I don't remember his name now. But first time I met the guy was at Tampa in like 5 years ago in the lounge at the airport. He worked for Delta Airlines. And the next time I see him is on the street in San Francisco out in front of the Cafe du Nord. He'd just been in to see the show, so... Living in Portland, working for Delta Airlines. Floridian by birth. By the way, did you see that article? Florida's the worst state. Did you see that? I think I posted it on Facebook. And the reason why I posted it on Facebook is not because I necessarily agree. It's that I put those things up there so people will... What is this? What does this mean? A lot of times I'll put things up that way. A lot of times I'm commenting on shit and saying, hey, this is, you know, the way I feel, but... How the fuck can Florida be the worst state for everything? Well, I am. Oh my God. I'm not on the network computer. That makes sense. I keep forgetting that I cannot get to the network. Everything completely got fucked up when I bought this goddamn Mac. Oh, bullshit. You fucking piece of shit. Really cracks me. How many fucking different? Excuse me. I dreamed you paid your dues in Canada. Left me. I had to go through a whole fucking dance here because of this. Whatever, I don't know. I did, but I can't tell you why. All right, I did all this whole fucking bullshit just so I could show you this article, and they've even got a picture of Pitbull. Florida's the worst state in the nation in every way, new rankings say. Now, I don't know who this is that's doing the ranking. What is this? This is an article in the Miami Herald, though. Now, let that sink in for a while. Michigan, the state that gave us the Motor City Madmen, Ted Nugent, and Kid Rock. Your poor man's Ted Nugent is 49 states better than Florida. Thrill list. Thrill list's definitive and final ranking of all 50 states. Based on everything. They rank the states based on specifically the contributions to America, inventions, food, drink, somewhat productive, famous people, unique physical beauty, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what this is a replay of. Just... Who knows? Florida's worst. I don't know. It's like something that's worth printing off, though, right? Is this the same? Oh, okay. So, yeah, okay. Got it. Well, let's see. It's a fascinating article, you know. One that I would expect, I suppose, you know, you enjoy reading and so on and so forth, but I can't be bothered with this shit right now. Nonetheless, we are going to use it for the show today. Deep in your heart, Well, you come running to me, yeah. You come running to me. Oh, man. So, you know, you go on the road, man. You travel. I'm trying to figure out here, man. What am I printing? Oh, I'm printing here. It's very hard to stay on your, like, if you're on a diet, which I'm perpetually on. You know, I'm just always watching what I'm eating now. Or you just go, fuck it. When I get home, I'll get back on it. I mean, I don't know how else to do it, but to say, I don't go looking for desserts and shit like that. But if I'm in a restaurant and there's steak on the menu or there's whatever, and you're not exactly in a health food store, you know, just go ahead and I'll go for it. Like, for instance, I drive into San Francisco, I get hungry, I stop at BK and I get a fish sandwich. I figure that's cool. Same thing with McDonald's, you know. So you're not, in other words, I'm not looking for the fat shit, but I got to eat their food. At least, I don't have to, but that's how lazy I am. I'm not going to get off the road and look for a restaurant and all this shit. I want something now. And how do I, what do I do when I get home? I start eating fruit. And I do like a two-day purge. Hydrate, a lot of water, and fruit and salads and shit, vegetables. And water, and of course, coffee. Never be without my coffee. I'm always drinking coffee, so. Grammys, huh? Ask me if I give a shit. Celebrity chef Jose Andres calls out Ivanka posh D.C. restaurant over perceived guest list snub. Celebrity chef kicked up a social media storm against the first daughter in a Washington restaurant over a guest list mix-up at a joint that serves $19 bagels. Chef Jose Andres is now saying, let's all be friends, after he posted a grimacing selfie outside of Cafe Milano, the Tony Georgetown restaurant where he said he was given the boot thanks to the restaurant's owner, Franco Nucese, and Ivanka Trump. Andres, one of Washington's most influential restaurateurs, alleged that following the 2018 Alfalfa Club dinner, a yearly banquet for American elite in Washington, he was not allowed into the after party hosted at the restaurant. I was a guest of the Alfalfa Club dinner 2018. Everyone welcome to the after party, but I'm the only individual not allowed in. Is it because Ivanka Trump told you so? You should be ashamed of yourself, Franco. A source close to Ivanka Trump said this never happened. Andres, a frequent critic of President Donald Trump, backed out of a deal to open a restaurant inside the Trump International after Trump called undocumented Mexicans immigrants and rapists and criminals and blah, 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 diddly dee. On Sunday, Andres said Ivanka Trump had reached out to him. I believe now that you personally had nothing to do, he tweeted. Let's now work on what's important, immigration. So this is old fucking news, bitch. I wouldn't say I'm a feminist. Who the fuck would ever think you're a feminist, Trump? Trump said the polar ice caps are doing great. Has a long history of mind-bogglingly foolish statements about climate change, most notorious of which is probably his 2012 Twitter declaration that the phenomenon is a Chinese hoax. On Sunday, he added another whopper to his least greatest hits. Speaking to kindred spirit Piers Morgan on the British network ITV, Trump said that despite what you may have heard, the polar ice caps are actually thriving. The ice caps were going to melt. They were going to be gone by now, but now they're setting records, he said. Here's the obligatory graphic showing that the opposite of what Trump is saying is true. Here's the obligatory graphic. My God. Will we survive? And I'm driving through Central California, and I'm listening to Fresno. Fresno has a talk station, KMJ, that is, I think, amazingly, really amazingly good. I mean, professional sounding, considering it's a medium to small market. I don't know what size Fresno is. I mean, maybe it's bigger. Maybe it's top. Maybe it's top 70 or 80. I can't imagine. But they're right wing. You know, as I know that I'm probably talking to a lot of people that don't agree with me. But when you say that Trump is crazy like a fox, meaning that he appears stupid but he's really smart, you're not paying attention. You're just not paying attention. You know, I know there are people like that. Believe me. And I know that Trump's money really impresses a lot of people, but there's all kinds of rich, and I think this is something most people don't get. especially when you're inheriting your dough. Donald Trump, at one time, may have actually held in terms of, you know, cash and real estate and whatever else, stocks. He might have been a liquid over $1 billion. Liquid, meaning he could take that and turn it into cash if it wasn't already, you know. In other words, it was accessible to him. Everything was paid for. Didn't owe any money, you know. Maybe at one time, maybe, you know, after when he was on a roll there in the, whenever it was, early 80s or something. But that was a very short period of time. And when Forbes says the guy's worth like $3.5 billion, Forbes is not really giving you what his immediate cash wealth is. They're telling you the value of real estate and so forth. But it's not really what he's worth. He owes a lot of fucking money. See, in other words, you can't owe $500 million to Deutsche Bank, and it's probably much, much more now, by now, because you have a piece of property that you borrowed that money for and say that that property is yours and therefore you are worth that much. That, No. Now, you may know that an author, I forget the guy's name, but a guy did one of his biographies or helped, said that he was not worth $1 billion. He was worth maybe in the hundreds of millions. Trump sued and didn't win. There was no settlement favorable to Donald Trump there. It was either thrown out or he wound up dropping the suit. Now, he'll say, well, I just do this to harass people. No, you did it because we know you're an emotional guy. You get pissed off. You file a lawsuit. Then you calm down. And then you think of a way out of it, a good public relations way out of it. You do not calculate, I think I'll harass this guy for saying that I'm not worth $1 billion. Why? Why would you do that? Just to fuck with him. Yeah, but I mean, why you want to fuck with him? Well, he said that I wasn't worth $1 billion. Okay. So therefore, it's not true. Why don't you sue him for slander? You know? Well, I am, but you're not going to win. No, I won't win. Why not? Because it's true? You're not worth $1 billion? Oh, the courts, here we get to Donald Trump's favorite fallback position. Everything is rigged. The court's never going to find in his favor because of this, that, the judge, you know. And you get lost, as they say now, the favorite line, you go down a rabbit hole of bullshit with him, or get lost in the weeds is another favorite. If you want the truth, and I would put everything I'm worth on this right now, that he does not have at hand $1 billion worth of wealth. Not $1 billion, and certainly not over $1 billion. I mean, at hand. Accessible, you know, owned and operated, baby. Florida's awfulness resume is so staggeringly impressive. Jesus H. Christ. Well, this is worth a... Ain't that a bitch? That's a hell of a deal, man. Now, what's with Pitbull? Is he from Florida? They got a picture of Pitbull on here. Oh, it's a video for Visit Florida, but the main attraction is the sights. I don't fucking get it, man. What are you trying to tell me, man? You know what I'm saying, man? What are you trying to fucking tell me, man? I think Larry Grover's mom, Glory, was turned out in Florida by some guru or something.
Larry, let's face it. You know I was turned out in Florida by Dr. Elcott.
Mother! Elcott put Larry's mom on the street. Sorry. It's not funny. Well, if it didn't really happen, it's funny, isn't it? No? Okay. Where are we at, man? You guys watch this fucking Pro Bowl game? What a bore. I mean, it's been a bore for a long time, but I can't believe that they still keep pushing this thing on us. Football is unlike any other sport. It's a high-velocity contact sport. Not unlike, but of all the sports, it's a high-velocity contact sport that, you know, you're asking a lot of a player to give a fan a real exhibition of football in a game that doesn't mean anything. You know, you're not going to see a lot of sticking. Nobody wants to get injured. You know the stories. I mean, it's just year in and year out. And so what do we get? We get a glorified sandlot. It's like a bunch of guys playing in the park. It is. It's like watching a bunch of cats running around in the park playing just like a game of touch football. And just is not what I would want to see. But then again, people would say, well, I thought you're the guy that doesn't like the fucking, you know. Yeah, the what? The, you know, concussions. No, I don't. Okay, tomorrow I've got, oh, Jesus Christ, I got so much. Is that it? Okay, that's it. I got a 10:45, so I leave here at 8:45. Which means I get up at 8. Sounds about right. This is Thrill List, the website that most recently anointed the Publix submarine sandwich. That's a sub you can buy at Publix supermarkets. The best in the country. You win some and you lose some. Thrill List. Every state in America ranked. The definitive and final ranking of all 50 states. Can't wait. Here we go. Ouch. Fuck. Ow. Oh, you motherfucker. I didn't get the goddamn list, man. I can just do this from the thing, man. I'm the worst state in the union. They start with number 50. When putting together lists such as this, there can be some temptation to defy popular expectation and go against the grain. Florida's awfulness resume is so staggeringly impressive that it couldn't go any other way. You were born for this. Embrace it. Staggeringly impressive. Staggeringly impressive. Florida, man. They linked Florida man's Twitter account. Florida man gets DUI after mistaking bank drive-thru for a Taco Bell. Beautiful. Florida man hid cameras in his Airbnb bedroom. Yeah. The moron that fucking donated money to Donald Trump owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. He donated $1 million. Says he's become appalled at president's divisive, polarizing actions. Now that's dumb. That's fucking stupid. Because beforehand, he was just a beacon of tolerance. There's one here. Shooting at fucking hurricanes. Yeah, and the sheriff had to post something about how, you know, it's dangerous because if you shoot, the bullets literally do get picked up by the wind, and their course, whatever trajectory they're on, gets radically altered and can actually shoot back out of whatever the wind system is and hit somebody. You may be aiming here and you hit and kill someone over there, or maybe it comes back and strikes the shooter. Sounds crazy, sounds stupid, right? Well, guess what? It was a thing, man. It was a goddamn thing, Jim. So you may ask yourself, what's the best state? I think it's Michigan. That was the number one. That was number one. Texas is 11. Alaska's only 16. See, I would think. But then again, Alaska's got all those really weird, drunken bear hunters and weird fucking people like that. You know, bunch of, I don't know, man. They're like serial killers who live in the woods and shit. Maine is second. I bet you think California is somewhere down the list, like 20th or something. And Michigan is first. Far too much of the Michigan narrative centers on Detroit and its many issues. The Motor City is becoming a scrappingly rising underdog you can't help but root for. But Michigan's greatest strengths lie in the state as a whole. Did you know Michigan has more coastline than any other state other than Alaska? Did you know it has such an embarrassment of beer riches that you can easily hit Bell's and Founders in the same afternoon? Did you know the UP is so Upper Peninsula is so remote and uniquely beautiful that it almost feels like a secret 51st state where they inexplicably love British meat pies? Did you know most residents are more than happy to apologize for Kid Rock? If you answered yes to all three of these, then you already understand Michigan's charms. If you answered no to these questions, you should listen to the dulcet tones of Michigan tourism pitchman Tim Allen and get yourself there immediately. And what do I think I'll do? We were in Orlando. You know, I spent 5-6 years in Orlando starting my radio career. And I worked at, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 radio stations in Orlando. WBJW, WKIS, oh, 4, WDIZ, and WORJ. 4 stations in the span of 5 years. I was there for 6. I worked the first year I was in Florida, in Orlando. I was working in construction work. I was 19, 20 years old. We got into radio, and then an additional 2.5 years in the 90s. For a grand total of, what did I say, 7.5 years in Florida I spent. And what was I going to say? God damn it. Oh, and it was always, it was a party for me because I, you know, I was in my 20s. These are people that I'd never met before. And, the girls were all like, you know, they were a lot. They were, you know, flesh and blood and they were beautiful. And I was young and we were hitting the bars. And so I didn't see anything radically, except it was Southern. I noticed that it was Southern. You know, a lot of people talking like this shit, you know, the extreme edge of it. Some people were like down from the up north, or they were born and raised in Florida, but they didn't have any kind of Southern, real thick Alabama connection or anything like that. But anyway, what I'm trying to get to, and I should get the show going here, is when I went back to Orlando back in 2001, something like that, with Maria and the kids, to go on the Disney cruise. Then I got an eyeful. It was like I noticed it for the first time. And we were down in that Lake Buena Vista Village, which I'd been to a million times. Been there a million times to hear jazz. There was a jazz club there. Or to eat at the seafood joint they had there, Captain something or other, you know. But we were there, and there was a high school drill team thing. And, like, the chicks all had one part of their head shaved, and the other half was, you know, and then the girls were way too skinny, almost like methamphetamine skinny, and all thought they looked beautiful. And it was, and then there was one girl who was overweight, and then the whole band itself, these guys looked like they were on heroin. I mean, there was a just very distinct, weird look and vibe to it, I have to admit. Even the kids noticed it, you know. Although they may have noticed it because I was laughing at it. And they might go, yeah, you know, kids are. So forget I even said anything. All right. I fell in love in Orlando. I almost got married in Orlando. There's a lot of shit that happened in Orlando. A lot of it good. Some of it I won't mention. Some of it having to do with, well, rough jail sex. Anyway, I'm joking. Narrator. All right. The fuck is that? What do we do, man? What is it? What are we looking for here? oh. Downloads. Jesus. Okay. Is this it? I think it is.
Daily Show, coming to you 5 days a week from Washington, D.C., where we interview our nation's top journalists, politicians, authors, anonymous entertainers, and more.
You're right.
If you're looking for a contrarian discussion on news, politics, or culture, give us a listen and subscribe at PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or at Apple.
Oh, shit. Well, what happened here? Wait.
Politicians, authors, chefs, economists, entertainers, and more. If you're looking for a contrarian discussion on news, politics, or culture, give us a listen and subscribe at...
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to do, you goddamn thieving motherfucker. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10!